黄仁勋在台北电脑展上的演讲又刷屏了。
Huang Rengsun's speech at the Taipei Computer Show has once again gone viral.
很多媒体都在讨论什么 RTX Spark。
Many media outlets are discussing what RTX Spark.
然后 ARM PC, Agent PC, 本地2000亿的这个参数大模型啊等等。
Then, the ARM Agent's PC has a large model with parameters of 200 billion, etc.
看的人是眼花缭乱。
Those who see it are dazzled.
但是我觉得呢，大部分的解读都没抓住重点。
But I think most interpretations miss the point.
那重点其实根本不是英伟达又发布了一块什么芯片。
The key point is actually not that NVIDIA has released another chip.
而是黄仁勋实际上在向整个行业宣布一件事情。PC 时代结束了 ,AI PC 时代开始了。
Instead, Wang Yixun was actually announcing to the entire industry that PC era is over and the 8th era has begun.
如果说当年智能手机取代功能机是互联网时代最大的入口革命。
If we say that the replacement of feature phones by smartphones was the biggest entrance revolution in the internet age.
那么今天英伟达正在尝试把电脑从工具变成 AI 助手。
So today, NVIDIA is trying to turn computers from tools into AI assistants.
而这里面最值得思考的问题是，未来最大的赢家到底是谁？
And the most worth thinking about question in this is, who will be the biggest winner in the future?
很多人第一反应是，
Many people's first reaction is,
那当然是英伟达呀。
Of course, it's NVIDIA.
因为所有 AI PC 都要买它的芯片呀。
Because all 8 need to buy its chips.
这话只说对了一半。
This is only half the story.
如果把整个产业周期拉长来看，
If we look at the entire industry cycle,
你会发现一个有意思的规律。
You will find an interesting pattern.
每一次技术革命最先赚钱的是卖铲子的。
The first to profit from every technological revolution are those who sell shovels.
赚最多钱的往往不是卖铲子的。
Nate, the most famous of the three, wasn't originally a shovel salesman.
在 PC 时代，
In the PI era,
最早赚钱的是英特尔。
The earliest to make money was Intel.
但是最终利润最高的是微软。
However, Microsoft ultimately made the highest profit.
因为微软掌握了 Windows.
Because Microsoft controls Windows.
掌握了入口。
But the entrance.
那智能手机时代最早赚钱的是高通，但是
The earliest company to make money in the smartphone era was Gao Fruit.
最终最赚钱的是苹果。
Ultimately, Apple made the most money.
因为苹果掌握了生态。
Because Apple controls the ecosystem.
掌握了入口。
Mastered the entrance.
那 AI 时代也是一样。
In the age of AI, it is also the same.
英伟达现在干的事情本质上是在卖铲子。
What NVIDIA is essentially doing now is selling shovels.
而且是全世界最好的铲子。
And it's the best shovel in the world.
所以未来三到五年，
Therefore, in the next 3 to 5 years,
英伟达仍然有可能会继续吃掉 AI 产业最大的硬件利润。
NVIDIA is still likely to continue to dominate the largest hardware profits in the AI industry.
这一点毋庸置疑。
This is undeniable.
但是问题在于，
The problem is that
如果未来每台电脑都拥有 AI 能力，
If every computer in the future has AI capabilities,
如果未来每个人的电脑里面都有智能体，
If you find a body in everyone's computer in the future,
那么用户每天接触最多的到底是谁？
So, who do users interact with the most on a daily basis?
不是显卡。
Not a graphics card.
不是芯片。
Not a chip.
而是 AI.
Instead, it's AI.
大家想一个问题。
Everyone, let's think about a question.
你每天用电脑的时候。
When you use a computer every day.
你会想到你自己用的是啊，是英特尔啊
？Are you saying that you're using Intel？
还是 AMD 吗
？Is it still AMD？
不会。
No。
你甚至很多人都不知道。
You even many people don't know。
但是你一定会知道自己在用微信、用 WPS、用浏览器。
But you will definitely know that you are using WeChat, WPS, and a browser.
因为用户最终接触的是应用层。
Because users ultimately interact with the application layer,
而不是硬件层。
Not at the hardware level.
所以 AIPC 真正可怕的地方是什么？
So, what is the real danger of 8K?
不是电脑性能提升。
It's not about computer performance improvement.
而是大模型。
Instead, it's a large model.
第一次开始向终端渗透。
First time to penetrate the terminal.
那过去 ChatGPT 也好。
That past, the GPT was also good.
好 ,Cloud 也好。
Cloud is good too.
好你说千问 DeepSeek 也好。
You say that DeepSeek is also good.
本质上都是运行在云端，那电脑只是一个显示。
Essentially, it's just a display for a cloud-based computer.
屏，那未来不是，那未来 AI 会直接住进你的电脑。
That future is not the future where AI directly enters your computer.
你的电脑本身就是 AI。
Your computer is itself an AI.
哎，这是本质的变化。
This is the fundamental change layer.
好。
Okay.
那么问题来了，未来电脑里面的 AI 到底是谁？
So, who is the Roman 2 in the future computer?
是 OpenAI, 谷歌的 Gemini, Anthropic, 还是中国的 DeepSeek 智谱 Minimax? 这才是。
OpenAI and Google's Gemini Y, Anthropic or China's DeepSeek Minimax.
真正的万亿级竞争。所以
This is the real trillion dollar competition.
我认为啊，黄仁勋这次演讲最重要的意义不是
So, I think the most important significance of Huang Ren's speech this time is
让英伟达多卖了几块芯片，而是
Not to make NVIDIA sell more chips.
把 AI 竞争从云端正式的拉到终端，从
Instead, the AI competition was brought to a formal end.
数据中心拉到了每个人的桌面。
The information was pulled from the command center and placed on everyone's desk.
很多人以为英伟达是在挑战英特尔。
Many people think that NVIDIA is challenging Intel.
认为不是，英伟达真。
I don't think it's NVIDIA.
真正挑战的是微软，甚。
The real challenge is Microsoft.
甚至是所有软件公司。
Even all software companies.
因为未来用户面对的可能不再是 Windows 菜单，而。
Because future users may no longer have to face the Windows menu.
是一个 AI 助手。
And it is an AI assistant.
未来用户甚至不知道自己打开了什么软件。
In the future, users may not even know what software they are opening.
因为所有的软件都会被 AI 统一调度。
Because all software will be unified by AI.
所以我的结论非常明确。
Therefore, my conclusion is very clear.
第一阶段，卖铲子的英伟达赚最多的钱。
Because the NVIDIA that sells shovels makes the most money.
第二阶段。
Second stage.
拥有模型能力的大模型公司开始崛起。
Companies with model capabilities were starting to emerge.
而第三阶段
At the third stage,
真正吃掉最大利润池的是掌握用户入口的 AI 生态公司。
The company that truly captures the largest profit pool is a company that creates an AI ecosystem for a user entry point.
就像当年智能手机时代，最赚钱的不是手机零件商。
Just like in the era of smartphones, the most profitable weren't the parts suppliers,
而是掌握 iOS 和安卓生态的人。
Instead, master the iOS and Android ecosystems.
那 AI PC 时代最终也会遵循同样的规律。
The AI era will eventually follow the same rules.
如果用一句话总结黄仁勋这次演讲
If you summarize Wang Yixun's speech in one sentence,
那黄仁勋表面上是在发布一台 AI 电脑。
That Wang Renxin was ostensibly releasing an AI computer.
实际上是在争夺下一代的入口。显卡
In fact, it is a competition for the entrance to the next generation of graphics cards.
这是门票模型
Just a ticket model.
只是武器
Just a weapon.
真正决定未来万亿利润归属的是谁能成为每个人电脑里面的那个 AI。
The one who can become the AI in everyone's computer will ultimately determine the future trillion-dollar profits.